SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
आज अंतर्राष्ट्रीय नृत्य दिवस यानी इंटरनेशनल डांस डे पर हम बात कर रहे हैं ऐसी तीन महिलाओं से जो बॉलीवुड डांसिंग तो सीखती हैं पर इनकी पृष्ठभूमि भारतीय नहीं है। 41 साल की ब्राजीलियन एना, 73 साल की जर्मन कैरिन कुस्क और 45 साल की स्कॉटिश महिला वेरोनिका बैरी बताती हैं अपने बॉलीवुड डांसिंग के सफर के बारे में और क्या है जो इन्हें खींच लाया इस नृत्य शैली की तरफ। 73 साल की कैरिन कुस्क, जिनकी पृष्ठभूमि एस्टोनियन और जर्मन है, बॉलीवुड डांसिंग पिछले 5 साल से सीख रही हैं। इन्होंने कई इवेंट्स पे अपने डांस ग्रुप जे स्टूडियो के साथ परफॉर्म भी किया है। स्कूल से ही डांस का शौक रखने वाली कैरिन को डांसिंग क्वीन भी कहा जाता था।
My dance journey starts when I was a very young girl. I enjoyed dancing at school. I went to dances in my teens. I was dancing, doing folk dancing and ballroom dancing. Not formally, not classes, but I just loved, for some reason, I think I've got the music or the rhythm in my soul. There at a very early age, I was nicknamed the Dancing Queen. And I would do, like, we would even go, I'd go to Estonian House with my father, and we would do ballroom dancing, we would do folk dancing, modern dancing. And when I was 20, I went to Germany, and I just loved the different style of dancing there. It was sort of, they called it disco dancing, but it was quite different to here. It was sort of like partners dancing together, so it was sort of old-fashioned. When I hit sort of my early 60s, late 50s, there was sort of a silence in the dance in my life because so many sad things happened, different people passed away, and I lost that feeling of the music and the dance, so it disappeared.
फिर एक दिन कैरिन की बहन ने उनको बॉलीवुड के कुछ डांसेस दिखाए और कैरिन बॉलीवुड डांस के रंग और प्रदर्शन से मोहित हो गई और एक 8 वीक का कोर्स ज्वाइन कर लिया।
Well, I loved Bollywood dance. I just loved the color, the movement, and you know, even watching things like Dancing with the Stars, and you'd see people dancing, and there was only one time ever they did Bollywood dance, and I just loved it. My sister and I thought, I will go and do this course because she was a fan of Judi Dench, and Judi Dench was in the hotel Bollywood movies.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we thought, I will do this for 8 weeks. We'll cross it off our bucket list, and that's it. Well, 5 years later, we're still there.
कैरिन कहती है कि जब उनके दोस्त उन्हें बॉलीवुड डांस करते हुए देखते हैं, तो उन्हें ऐसा महसूस होता है जैसे कि वो कोई मूवी स्टार हैं।
I love the movement and the color. I just think because the movements and the dance steps are quite different to any other dance. A group can do it. You don't need to have, you know, a couple. It can be a group of 5 women, 1 man, or whatever. And the routines are also different. There's some really graceful moves. There's the energetic moves. I wish I'd done this 40 years ago because there are some energetic moves that I just wish I could do. My friends, my relatives, they all think like that it's incredible. They think we're movie stars.
Oh my God.
Oh, we get dressed up. We're like, we'll do, you know, one time we'll wear saris, another time we'll wear turban.
Karen अपने सबसे पसंदीदा बॉलीवुड गाने के बारे में बताती हैं।
One of the lyrics we had in it was Sunyara Bole Ikatara, and that was in Tanuk Tanuk. And
yes.
that was the one we all wore turbans because the movie clip, the fellow had 5 different outfits with turbans, so we had the turbans on. The one we're doing at the moment is Barsoray. Is that how you say it?
Yes, correct. Barsoray yes. Megha, Megha, Barsoray yes. Megha.
And another one we've done, which was really good, abitopati surahui.
Do you know what is the meaning of that?
I've forgotten.
It means the party has just started. So just like your Bollywood dancing, I would say the party to Bollywood dancing has just started.
अब बात कर रहे हैं एना से जो 8 साल पहले ब्राजील से आई थी और आज अपने इंडियन पार्टनर के साथ मेलबर्न में रहती हैं.
Of course, he introduced me to the Bollywood movies, and I'm a big fan of Bollywood movies. But the interest for started to actually learn Bollywood dance, I think, happened when I was in an event in Federation Square.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not wrong, I think we were celebrating the Indian Independence Day,
mm-hmm.
and there were a few people there performing some Bollywood dances and dancing, and I was totally in love. Like, I was like, whoa, it's so beautiful. and after that, I enrolled and I started my journey.
एना के डांस स्कूल में उन्हें बेली बॉली और कथक फ्यूजन सिखाया जाता है, पर एना को कथक सीखना सबसे मुश्किल लगता है. कथक सीखने के पहले दिन को याद करते हुए एना बताती हैं कि उन्होंने जो पहले डांस फॉर्म सीखे हैं, उसमें शरीर का ऊपरी भाग यानी अपर बॉडी का प्रयोग कम होता है, तो इसको बदलना उनके लिए थोड़ा मुश्किल रहा.
My first day in a class of Bolly Kathak, I was all over the place, like totally all over the place, because I come from South America and the dance there are more just lower body. We don't use much our upper body.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this was the first challenge, the coordination between upper body and lower body. And because Kathak is very precise as well, it's a very technical dance. Although
correct.
I was doing like a fusion, that is not pure Kathak, it's not a classical Kathak, but it's still, you have a Kathak movement there. And I think for me, the mudras was really tough as well to get it.
जब एना से पूछा गया उनका पसंदीदा बॉलीवुड गाना, तो उन्होंने कहा,
I don't know how to pronounce, but Ranja, just a second, I will ask my partner because
yes.
I don't know how to pronounce. Dindora Bajere. And the other one was
राम चाहे लीला, चाहे राम.
पैंतीस
साल की वेरोनिका, जिनकी पैदाइश स्कॉटलैंड की है, मेलबर्न में बॉलीवुड डांस और भंगड़ा सीखती हैं. उनके डांस का सफर 2 साल पहले शुरू हुआ जब उनकी एक दोस्त उन्हें भंगड़ा क्लास के लिए ले गई. वेरोनिका पहले जैज, हिप हॉप और बैले सीख चुकी हैं, पर बॉलीवुड डांसिंग का कहानी यानी स्टोरी टेलिंग के जरिए नाच और संगीत को समझाना और दिखाना उन्हें बहुत पसंद है.
I think with Bollywood, it is very high energy, a lot of positivity and joy. So that's infectious, but also with Bollywood, they tell stories through the music and dance. And with the facial expressions and emotions, I think that transcends like the language barriers. And then it welcomes people of all kind of backgrounds and levels as well.
Veronica, Bollywood dancing ke baare mein aage batate hue kehti hain.
With the form that I concentrate on, Bhangra, I feel very connected to that, as that's like a cultural dance. It has a cultural heritage in North India, in Punjab.
Mm-hmm.
And so the folk dances have been like passed down in generations, and that's very similar to us in Scotland. We have our own forms of dance that are passed down like that, and we do that at like weddings and festivals, and I feel that's very similar, so I connect with it that way. The music, it comes, you can feel it in your soul. It makes you very joyous. I've had a personal self-growth journey with it, with like performing and overcoming like stage fright and confidence issues in that way.
Scottish prishthbhumi ki Veronica ko Punjabi kalakar Diljit Dosanjh bahut pasand hai aur unka pasandida gana bhi ek Punjabi song hai.
So I particularly like to do Bhangra on the Punjabi MC, like renditions of it, the Mundiyo Toba Chake Rahi.
Yeah, that's correct.
Very popular at weddings and performances.
And is there any personality, any celebrity who you would like to dance Bhangra with?
Definitely Diljit Dosanjh.
Wow, he is the flavor of the season, isn't he?
He is, and the squad that I'm in, they actually got an opportunity to dance with him when he was here in Melbourne. I didn't dance personally, but the squad that I'm in, they did.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah. Veronica, thank you so much for talking to SBS Hindi. SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.